Dear brothers and sisters, it is great to be here this morning to celebrate Mass together at Res. Many of you know me from a long time, and some of you who do not know, that you might, when you see the bulletin, you might see who I am. I'm a missionary priest in this diocese, long time. They said I will be here for 3 years now. It has become unending. I don't know when it is going to end, but I enjoy my doing my ministry here and doing things what I am concerned to do as the church wants me to do. But I represent here every year in the month of November, second week, the Ann Loomis Fund, which is established when Father Tom Loomis was the pastor here. And this parish community has become a cornerstone or the backbone for that fund to continue the mission and the purpose for which that is established. It is the generosity of this community made a difference and making difference still in the lives of so many innocent children and so many elderly people who have no one to provide a little basic care. But however, the God is so great to each and every one of us. As we heard in the first reading as well as in the gospel reading today, both of them talk about the generosity of those poor widows. And they gave their livelihood totally for the cause of the good. Just because of their love for God, love for their faith. The poor widow was just about to make a bread with the remaining flour and the oil and to heat for herself and child and die. But Elijah comes and peels an appeal. Would you bring me a piece of bread, a jar of water, because I am hungry? And she says, I don't have anything, little bit flour and oil by which we want to prepare a meal and die. But he says, trust in my words and do whatever I say. Your flour and your oil never get dry until the springtime of your lives. She trusted those words and she did as the prophet ordered her to do. And she enjoyed the blessing of God. The gospel reading, the poor widow gave everything what she had. Sometimes it may not worth anything. But however, the intention and the intensity of that woman makes a difference. There are so many people, rich, they were dropping a lot of money into the treasury because they need, as we need today, to take care of our buildings. Back then, they needed money to take care of their own synagogues and the place of prayer. The people, they came and gave generously, but Jesus recognized they had given that money out of their surplus wealth. But whereas this poor woman had given everything what she had, that's the difference between these two groups. And he's challenging today, you and me and all of us. How generous are we with God's blessings in our own lives? With our time, with our talent, even with our treasure, helping and building the God's kingdom here on earth, kingdom of love and kingdom of happiness. In the first part of the gospel reading, we saw how Jesus condemned the scribes for the things what they do. They are more of self-centered people. It's me and I. They are seeking for self-praise, the praise of the people and the honor of the people. But they never showed what they have received in action to the other people. Do you and I want to be in that part of group, not reaching out to the people in action for which we are called to be? As the disciples, as the followers of Christ. Generosity is the one on which we act our faith. Generosity is a characteristic of every person who wants to be the true disciple of Jesus. We need to check ourselves. Where are we in our generous hearts to help, to bring God's kingdom? As we continue to reflect on generosity, I would like to say heartfelt thanks and express my gratitude for each and every person who involved in the Andlumis Fund to continue its ministry and his purpose. We are able to help so many people, so many children and the elderly. It's because of your generosity, your kindness, and your love towards the poor. I stand here on their behalf every year and appealing to you to support us to continue the mission of the church, and the purpose for which this Andlumis Fund is being established. As I always say, I am always deeply touched with the generosity of so many people. The encouraging words, even I have seen after masses every time, even today too. And they said, all cannot do this one, Father, at least you have taken on yourself to help some children that they might have a better future. My one word is, keep praying. On their behalf, as again, dear friends, I appeal for your generosity at the same time. Keep our children and elderly in your prayers, not only today, the days to come, as we all of us need to walk the walk of Christ, the Christ, the mission, what we accept to be a true disciples by showing our generosity as the two women in the first reading and the gospel reading has shown, with the humility, with the sincerity of heart, to surrender oneself to God and to the faith. So once again, thank you for your generous support for the Andlumis Fund. Please continue to be generous, that we all together make a difference in the lives of those innocent children and the elderly. Thank you, and God bless you.